Hi, Josh. Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. My first question and right off is just how would you say this defense has evolved from the beginning of the original training camp until this one? I know there's been a lot of moving parts, but just can you sort of take us through how it's evolved?
Hey, Ted. I mean, I think it's been a progression. I mean, obviously there was a lot of changes, about a year ago this time, and going into last season, I think, we really wanted to try to find an identity on our back end. Obviously we had some new guys come in over the course of the year and even right at the beginning in training camp. And I think, all throughout the process, we've been trying to make our identity a group that's hard to play against. And, one that when we make a mistake, we just keep going. And we're never out of a battle. We're never out of a game. And I think, through all the adversity we've gone through this past season or this past regular season, it prepares us here for the playoffs. But, I think overall it was just a natural progression, and we just tried to build that identity every day. And, I think we're still building that identity of a group that's hard to play against and, sort of never gives up.
So how big of an impact do you think Dylan DeMello has made on this team and on you and as his playing partner?
Yeah, I mean, Mello, he's been a seamless transition for him. Obviously, we didn't get the chance to play too many games before we got shut down since he came into the lineup. But, he's such a smart player. I think I said it back after a couple games playing with him, but he plays a simple game, and that's not a detriment at all to describe somebody. I mean, I think that might be one of the best compliments, because he always makes the smart little play. It makes, he makes it look easy. He's got a good stick defensively, communicates. So he's been a big addition for our group. And like I said, I mean, he fit right in right away in the locker room, on the ice. So, and for myself personally, I think we developed a pretty immediate chemistry, and I'm looking forward to building on that in the future.
And just one last one from me, Josh. Just how much confidence does it give you to have Connor Hellebuck as your goaltender going into this thing?
Well, I mean, so much confidence. I mean, it's, when you have a goaltender that's, he's up for the Vezina. I mean, he's got my vote, but, when you have a goaltender that has that ability and is on that, his game is at that level, it allows you to, as a defense, feel like you're not afraid to make a mistake, because, he's back there, and we know we can be aggressive. We can play an aggressive, hard gap style of game. And, with that style of game, occasionally there's going to be chances. I mean, in any style, there's going to be chances. That's the nature of hockey. And we, as a D-man, you're happy to have him there, that's for sure. So, gives us a lot of confidence. He looks great on the ice here, and just his presence, his poise, he's a calm guy. He's never, too high or too low. He's very confident in his game, and I think that sort of radiates out through our whole team, but definitely our blue line.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Ted.
Josh, Sean Reynolds with Sportsnet. How are you doing?
Hey, Sean. Good. How are you?
I'm very good. You've played with a lot of offensive partners for a lot of your career, and that comes with a bit of risk built into their games, and you've done a good job mitigating that risk. Like you said, Dylan plays a more simple game, always doing the right thing. I'm wondering what, playing with another defensive defenseman like that allows you to bring out in your game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, obviously, we haven't had a ton of time to play together, but, I think when, anyone, when they're playing with a partner, you start to learn their tendencies and, sort of what they like to do on the ice, what they do in certain situations. And, for me, I think, this past season year, or this season and into this playoffs is year four for me, and going into next year, year five. So, I think I'm kind of getting to the point in my career where over the next few years, I want to continue to take some big steps forward. And I think that, having that comfort factor with your partner obviously is really important, and one that I, Melo definitely provides, and I think we complement each other really well. But again, it just depends on, you know, I guess I don't know exactly how to say it, but what you draw up on paper, I guess, is being sort of the perfect pairing or the perfect line or whatever doesn't always work. There's subtleties and little things that go into that. So some of it's just experience and you know, experimenting a little bit. But I think for me, definitely having that comfort level with a partner and you know, sort of just knowing where that player is going to be without even having to really think about it definitely allows you to, I guess, sort of play a faster game and make faster reads. And consequently, I guess, probably allows you to maybe be a little bit more offensive at times, but also, you know, make faster defensive reads. So it's really a combination of all of that. And it takes time to get there.
Dylan talked about you both taking practice very, very seriously and not wanting to get beat, liking to go up against Scheifele's line. I've noticed your defensive pairing giving that top line fits at times in these couple of days at camp. Is there a little bit of an internal rivalry you can build taking those guys on that can help fuel you guys and get you ready?
I mean, yeah, I think going against you know, guys like that, Scheife, Wheels, KC, but even throughout our whole forward group, I mean, we've got a lot of talented players. So, you know, I think in practice, it's the time to push yourself. And, you know, for me, I've always liked to go against those type of players in practice. I mean, that's how you get better, and that's how they get better as well. And I think you have to have that level of competition. You know, obviously, older guys, more veteran guys, guys in the leadership core of the team, and you know, you want to drive that pace up. But you know, again, it really doesn't matter. Our practices throughout this entire season, everybody in the lineup, I think it started from day one when, you know, we knew we had changes this year, but we weren't gonna, you know, we knew how hard we had to play and what kind of pace we had to play in practice. And obviously that starts with Wheels and you know, him being our captain. So but as a defenseman, yeah, that's what I want to do, is go against those guys. If you get beat, obviously you'll probably hear about it. If you stop them a bunch of times, you either hear about it or you don't, because they're angry about it, and then you probably have to be that much better the next time. So I think that's just how everybody gets better and you know, keeps the pace up.
Hi, Josh. It's Murat from The Athletic. First off, nice beard. Good work on during your downtime. second, you had said kind of early on in the pause that this is a season you learned maybe the most from out of any of the seasons in your career. I'm wondering how that impacts the time you spent during the pause. Does that mean there was a ton of homework? Were you able to just do some R&R? What mindset did you have during that time?
Yeah. Hey, Murat. First of all, thanks for the compliment on the beard. somebody showed me on Twitter that you said I looked about 5 years older, so I'll take that as a compliment for sure. But yeah, I mean, going back to my comments in April before, when I thought, and I still believe, looking back at last season, that, you know, I was able to grow the most as a player. You know, I think honestly, throughout the pause, you know, a lot of it was sort of reflecting on you know, what drives you as a player. You know, what sort of goals do you have in your career? What, you know, what mental space are you trying to prepare yourself with every single day to, you know, continue to improve and to find that next level and the next gear? And so I spent a lot of time sort of, you know, thinking about that and trying to grow that side of the game for me. I also spent a considerable amount of time training and training pretty hard. I felt as though last year I was playing a little bit lighter than I would have liked to in terms of you know, my strength and physical ability. So I was able to improve on that quite a bit, and I noticed quite a big difference on the ice so far, which is encouraging for me. And, you know, I think those would probably be the biggest things, continuing to sort of look at my game and, you know, through some clips, through some shifts, and see, you know, what areas I can improve. And honestly, I think being away from it, I didn't really watch any clips or anything for about a month and a half. And, you know, I think after that, it's sort of funny how you go back and watch games from before and you see it and, you know, you can't remember the play as vividly. So you're honestly more watching, you know, as what were you thinking there, as opposed to, you know, it's just a little bit different. So I think I was able to do kind of all of that. And, you know, I just want to continue to improve. I feel like it's all about finding that mental edge and finding, you know, what can motivate you on a daily level and what drives you as a player. And, you know, sort of just having that even keel approach every day you come to work, and it's, you know, it's laid out that way. So those are the things. I mean, it's, I feel good so far, and, you know, obviously I'm excited about the playoffs, and I'm excited about continuing to build on my game and trying to go to another level as a player.
Right on. Thanks very much.
Hi, Josh. Mike McIntyre from the Free Press. Welcome back.
Hey, Mike. Thanks.
Hey. The last time you guys faced Calgary, there was almost 35,000 fans in a football stadium. The next time you face Calgary, there's going to be zero fans in a hub city. Have you thought much about what that's going to sound and feel like? And any thoughts as to, I mean, would you like to see noise pumped into the rinks, or is there anything that could be done to enhance the experience?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a lot different. You know, I've thought about it quite a bit. Obviously the game itself doesn't change. The ice surface doesn't change. The, you know, nets aren't any bigger or smaller. So, I mean, all of that is really still the same. I think that during the play, you know, it's going to be different. Communicating will probably be easier. It's, you know, you're going to hear every little single, you know, stick on the ice, or, you know, hitting of the boards, passing the puck, stick handling, like you'll hear everything. So I think it'll be a little bit different at first. I think all of us have played, you know, whether it's in, I don't know, in international competition or like exhibition games or, you know, whatever that was, at some point in your career, you've played in a large building with, you know, low amount of fans or no fans, whatever that is. And, you know, obviously, probably not for a while for most of us, but you know, I the game doesn't change, and I think who can sort of be comfortable in that environment and just feel like you know, who can adapt the fastest will you know, be able to be the most successful.
And then just one more quick one on phase three here, sort of the off-ice stuff. I guess, how careful as players do you have to be these 2 weeks or so that you're in the home markets? I mean, you're not in quarantine, but are guys almost acting like you kind of are, you know, just rink and home and that's about it?
Well, I think obviously, you know, taking back to when we all traveled back here, some guys, obviously everyone's coming from different places. So, you know, of course it was extremely important to go through the protocol phase. Manitoba's done a great job as a province in minimizing the amount of spread, and I think that's, you know, a real compliment to the people of the province and everyone, the healthcare workers and everyone else who have done such a great job in not, when, you know, not seeing those spikes like some other places around the world. So obviously that's an extremely important thing initially coming back. Now, like you said, once we're sort of out of that quarantine phase, you know, again, I think we're extremely fortunate to be here in Winnipeg, where, you know, again, the risk of community transmission is not extremely high. But I think, you know, listen, we're in a different world right now. You know, it's a different time, and I think precautions are obviously of the essence. Whether that's, you know, I think wearing masks as much as possible when you're out in public spaces, you know, obviously the sanitizing or cleaning of the hands and the social distancing. So, you know, I think obviously it might not be a time to, you know, I don't know, certain things might not be as positive of an experience and, you know, being out in the community. But I do think there's a lot of things that, you know, guys might be able to do, again, adhering to, the highest, you know, safety measures, because we are in a safe environment here, and the people of Manitoba and everyone have taken it very seriously. So, you know, again, it's just a different world we're in, but, I think, you know, from my experience, everyone's been, again, taken extremely seriously, and, that's all we can do.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, Ken Weed from sportsnet.ca. Thanks for taking some time here.
Hey, Ken.
Obviously, a lot on your plate this year, new D partners, additional responsibility, alternate captain. Can you pinpoint it, the moment where it started to feel more like normal and when you kind of settled into a groove?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was gradual. I think the first half of the year, like, you know, I honestly just think, you know, going back to even the year before that, I was injured and missed a lot of time. And, you know, it was my first time being in NHL that I'd been injured and been out for an extended time. I'd had injuries before, but, you know, not in a number of years and not in NHL. So, yeah, it was tough. I think that summer, you know, last summer, I just didn't, you know, it just wasn't as productive for me in terms of training and coming into the year. Like I said, I just felt like, you know, it took me a while to, you know, I guess feel good about that and feel good about my game and sort of, I guess, figure it out in those ways. So I'd say probably in the new year, you know, I did a lot of thinking over Christmas as well and sort of, you know, reflecting on where I was at, where my game was at, you know, mentally what, you know, where I was at. And I think in the new year, I started to progress. I'd say probably honestly, like right around March, like February after the bye week again, I think I started to take another step forward and started to feel that my game was really coming on strong. And so I really tried to take that into the quarantine, the off time, the last few months and train extremely hard. And, you know, I think mentally, I feel like, you know, I grew a lot last year and, you know, I think I said it before, you know, I think the longer you play and you see a lot of the top players and guys who've been around the league and had success, you know, it takes some time to get there. And so I think for me, I learned a lot this year. I've definitely worked hard. I feel like I'm in a good spot and, you know, I'm ready to try to build off that and you know, do everything I can to help the team here in this playoffs and continue to grow going forward. I think it was a great experience for me last year and ready to build off it.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ken.
Josh, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. A quick question about why you think Patrick Laine's game in this season has improved and made him a more valuable teammate?
I mean, again, I think it's a lot of the same things. Like, you know, young guys come into the league and you know, obviously he had tremendous success early on. I mean, you know, like not many players have in the history of the game, certainly in the last 25, 30 years. I mean, what he was able to do was pretty astronomical. So, you know, I think that obviously there's a lot of pressure that goes with that. And it's a growing experience. You know, I think over the course of anyone's career, just like myself, I mean, I see a lot of, you know, what sort of I went through last year in the first half of the year and sort of finding my game and finding my, you know, rhythm and that mental space. And, you know, that's sort of, you know, more of a hardened mental capacity, if you will, you know, that a veteran player that's sort of seen it before and been through it and nothing kind of phases them. I think Patty sort of went through that as well. And I mean, I think now when you see him on the ice, when you see him in games, I don't think that, you know, things bother him as much. Like he's worked extremely hard. He knows what he has to do to improve his game, but you know, his speed's there. Like he's a powerful guy. He's growing into his body, but it's the same thing. Like it's when guys are young and they come in and have success, it takes time. And, you know, I think that in the next number of years with Patty, you're just going to see him be better and better and better. And obviously that's all over the ice, which we saw last year, but I think you're going to start to see those goals and point, you know, totals get there, because obviously everyone knows he's got that ability, and now I think he's really coming into his own. So it's exciting to watch as a teammate of his, and you know, again, it's just the natural process, I think, that it, you know, it takes young players over the course of their career, and that's why, you know, it is a career, you know, it takes time like that.